Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So, Amy, why don't we lay eggs?
Because we're mammals. This is where I would say a pithy sentence that includes the word gestation.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, why don't we? And could we? Can we get some sweet aftermarket mods?
Well, okay. One of the only reasons why humans and mammals, and we are mammals, but why mammals don't lay eggs anymore is because of a virus.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a huge bummer. Like, could I sit on an egg for 9 months and watch Netflix? Yes.
Oh.
I'm in.
Yeah.
But like carrying it around and having to do chores still.
You could just put it in a warmer, you know?
That's true. I'd still have to work, wouldn't I?
Yeah, probably. But here's so I got sent a TikTok from someone, and the TikToker is Dr. Knock, N-O-C, and his post had me reading all these journal articles, but there was a 2012 National Geographic article called Mammals Made by Viruses by Carl Zimmer that really helped me figure out how to explain, because this guy was using some big words, and this is crazy. We need to know more about it. So in 2000, while diving deep into the human genome, a group of scientists at the Genetics Institute and Biogen in Massachusetts found a gene, okay, that makes a protein that made cells in the placenta, because they were trying to kind of figure out all the birthy stuff and how that was all coming together.
Yeah.
And that protein is called syncytin. It's not spelled that way. Boy, did that take me a lot of YouTubing. and you're like, okay, but yeah, there's a protein. Well, syncytin forms a wall of cells between the mother and the fetus, right at the end of that placenta. Okay. And this layer of cells protects the mother and the fetus. It helps transfer nutrients. It removes waste. And it keeps the mother's body from attacking the fetus as an invader.
Mm-hmm.
So all super cool, right?
Good things.
Only this gene is, they're like, wow, this gene works really great. But it's not a human gene. It came from a virus.
Oh, external.
So syncytin, what is it? Okay, so it's the protein that lets viruses make cells fuse together so it can spread. Okay, it's like it's super spy protein, because viruses, mm-hmm, they can't do anything on their own.
Okay.
So they have to hijack other cells to make copies of themselves. And sometimes in this process of like taking over, it's like robbing a bank, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in taking over this cell, sometimes viruses, they get stuck.
Okay.
And so how many viruses get stuck? Well, here's the thing. 8% of our DNA, they think, is virus fragments.
I have heard that there is a line of thinking that diabetes is viral in origin.
Oh.
Like, that's one of those that they think that might have been. That's interesting.
Wow.
Okay, so the virus has taken over the process that should have started up.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So a lot of this virus stuff that we have in our body is useless, kind of like my pinky toes that don't touch the ground when I walk. But it gets, so the syncytin is what's creating that membrane. But here's the thing that's even cooler. It turns out that there are at least two versions of this syncytin. About 150 to 200 million years ago, they think it got stuck in a very distant mammal ancestor. Version one is in humans, gorillas, chimpanzees, and monkeys, all in the same spot.
Okay.
So this group, starting in 2005, French virologist Thierry Heidemann and his research group figured out that there are multiple versions. So they started looking at all different animals. So they found a different version in mice and rabbits and pika. And then another version in dogs, pandas, and seals, because they're all in a family. And then cats, tigers, and hyenas. So all the mammals in the carnivore branch of the evolutionary tree.
Wow. But not platypus.
No.
What's the plural to platypus? Platypi?
Platypuses?
That sounded wrong and sort of inappropriate. So I went with a singular for my first question. But I appreciate that you went boldly for the plural. No virus for them.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And there are some mammals like pigs and horses that don't have that same layer of cells like we do. And they think that maybe that branch just didn't get that virus way back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I just think it's wild that over millions of years, critters were getting infected with a virus that made it so we could successfully have babies without egg laying or pouches.
Yeah. That's very weird to think about. Like, the whole process could be so different.
Right?
I wonder if gestation would be shorter because it was an egg. But then the complexity of human life, you would think the food supply would be more limited for a mammal of that size in an egg.
If not for a virus, we would probably be a whole lot dumber.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
That is, yeah. And the fact that, and this is fun extra fact, is that you had proto what was going to become people, tiny mammal, and it was pregnant and the fetus is forming when it's infected with the virus, which then infects the fetus, which then changes how the fetus processes, which then gradually over many repetitions of making more critters finally develops one where the egg makes a placenta that sticks. And it's not an egg.
Wow.
I know.
The devolution of the egg, the evolution of the placenta.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a brain bender.
I know. And having gotten a few chicken eggs where the chicken has forgotten to do the shell and it's just like a bag.
Yes. Or the shell's so thin.
Yeah. You can totally see how that could happen. It's like, oh, all right.
That's true. Weird.
Biology.
Yes. Well, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.